Hi, my name is Karen, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing and insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to create and attract the joy, the well-being, and the abundance you desire, and how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are to literally make all your dreams come true. And you'll find tons more self-empowering videos and podcasts and articles and books and lots of goodies and support and guidance to help you easily create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire at ZaKyron.com. All right, so here we go. Unconditional happiness, the essence of true enlightenment, embracing the joys and wonders of being physical. Now, true enlightenment is not transcending physicality, but rather it's embracing the sensuality and the joy of being physical without relying upon conditions of the external physical world determine how you're going to feel. In other words, being unconditionally happy, which is being happy regardless of how many happy, wanted, and likable conditions there are around you, or how many unhappy, unwanted, unlikable conditions there are in your life and surroundings and on planet Earth or not. In other words, you don't let external conditions determine how you're going to feel, which means connecting to the part of you that is always happy, regardless of physical conditions, which is, drum roll please, the non-physical source self, the non-physical part of you, your source self. Because who you truly are as source is not limited by physical conditions in any way and is always connected to the essence of the universe, to all that is, to source, because source is source, which is infinite joy, well-being, and prosperity. In other words, who you truly are as source is the essence of joy. So you don't need physical conditions to be a certain way in order to be happy, because that true essence of source that you truly are is joy. Joy is not something you need to get from other people or some external source. Joy is what and who you truly are. And physical conditions are constantly changing, so you can't really rely on them as your source of joy. But who you truly are is eternal and unlimited. So that means your joy is eternal. Whereas external conditions that can be judged and classified as good or bad, happy or sad, come and go like the wind. So it is illogical to allow continuously changing conditions in the external world to determine your happiness, when happiness is eternally what you truly are. And the same rule applies to health and well-being and love and prosperity and everything else that you want and believe when you get will make you happy. Who you truly are as source is the essence of infinite well-being, love, and abundance. Again, these are things you are because these things are the essence of creation. They are the essence of source, and source is who and what you truly are. These are the essence of source, which is what and who you truly are. So, you don't need external sources and conditions or people to do anything or be any certain ways so that you can have well-being, love, and abundance and joy, because these things are who and what you truly are. You're not lacking in joy, love, well-being, and abundance at all, contrary to what you may believe based on your perceptions of your external environment. So, you don't need external sources to give you things that you already have. You haven't lost them. It's like, you know, running around looking for your sunglasses and they're on the top of your head. You don't need external people or external gods to love you because you are love. You don't need external conditions or physical conditions to be certain ways so that you can have health and well-being, because who you are, who you truly are, is the infinite source of health and well-being. And the universe of creation is unlimited, infinite well-being. And you are this universe of unlimited, infinite well-being. And you don't need external conditions or people to be or act in certain ways so that you can be prosperous. And you don't need external resources to be certain ways for you so that you can be prosperous, because you are the essence of infinite abundance. Because the universe of creation is infinite abundance, and you are this source of creation. So, step one is to be the eternal, infinite, joyful source being that you truly are. By connecting to that source, to that joy that you truly are, that the universe of creation is, that you are an integral part of and feel that eternal joy, so that external transitory conditions have less and less meaning and effect upon you, and therefore have less and less, you know, effect upon your emotions and how you feel and how you think, and therefore how you vibrate, and again how you feel, and then what you create. Where instead of letting external conditions determine how you're going to feel, well, you just feel amazing regardless of what is going on in the world and even in your own world. That's why when people ask me how I am, well, my response is always, I'm fucking fantastic. Well, I don't usually say fucking, but, you know, I am fantastic. I'm awesome. I'm always awesome because I pre-pave my way. I pre-pave my mind. I've built up a foundation of awesomeness, no matter what's going on in the world. You know, so as an example for you, no money in the bank, well, no worries, because that's just a temporary condition that doesn't determine if you're happy and prosperous or not. You know, if I happen to be struggling a bit financially at times, well, no worries, because it doesn't, the lack of money or the abundance of money, I don't let a lack of money or an abundance of money determine how I'm going to feel. I choose how I'm going to feel regardless of external conditions. I choose how I'm going to feel, and that choice is happiness, regardless of how much money I have or not, or how much love I've got, or how much, you know, sex I've got, or how much fun I've got, or how much adventure I've got, etc. Because, so you don't let external conditions, temporary conditions, determine if you're going to be happy or not, because you are the essence of joyful abundance, and an abundance of riches or lack of riches does not determine or affect who and what you truly are as infinite joy and abundance. You know, you may let external conditions affect how, who and what you are as a human, how you're going to think and how you're going to believe and how you're going to feel as a human, but who and what you truly are as source is never ever affected by external conditions and whether you've got money or not, or whatever the heck you're doing or anybody else is doing. And this is unconditional prosperity, where you feel prosperous because you are connected to your true essence of infinite abundance, your true source essence of infinite abundance, and you do not let external conditions, hopefully, potentially, you do not let external conditions of physical abundance or lack of physical abundance determine your abundance and prosperity, because you are abundance and prosperity. So are you getting this? You don't let a physical abundance or lack of physical abundance decide if you're going to feel abundant or not, because who you truly are as source is infinite abundance and riches of everything. Who you truly are is an infinite abundance of joy and love and money and excitement and sensuality and fun and adventure and creativity and well-being and vitality and energy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So obviously, it's extremely important for you to connect to that source that you truly are and know that you are that source of infinite abundance and joy and well-being that you truly are, so that you can feel that infinite joy, well-being, and abundance that you truly are all the time, and not allow external conditions to determine how you're going to think, believe, and feel. So, that's step one. Woo! Now, step two is then embracing physicality and the conditions of the external world. So, step one, not letting the conditions of the external world determine how you're going to think, believe, and feel. Step two is then embracing physicality, embracing the conditions of the world. and the conditions of the external world, embracing them because, and valuing the conditions of the external world, valuing physicality for the clarity and the fun and the contrast and the inspiration and the adventure and the creation and the expansion and the growth and the fun and more fun and more fun and the joy that being physical provides. People have developed a completely cracked notion that we are somehow trapped in physicality, or that, you know, we're, that being physical is some sort of punishment or penance or a way of proving our worthiness, you know, by how much we suffer and struggle and sacrifice and prove our worth to God, and that there's something wrong with being physical and wrong with certain aspects of physicality, and that some parts of physicality are somehow sinful, you know, especially like sex and, you know, or drugs and so forth. And they have insane ideas that there is something wrong with the process of, you know, life and death. And that we must somehow purify ourselves by rejecting certain aspects of physicality and sexuality and sensuality and diversity and uniqueness, and somehow reject absolutely everything physical, and reject diversity to somehow achieve some sort of unity or some sort of enlightenment or some sort of purity or righteousness or etc. But truth is, all of that is 100% bullshit. I mean, we came here to fully embrace physicality and every single thing associated with it, not reject it, transcend it, and overcome it as if physicality is somehow controlling us. That's just bullshit. And we didn't come here on some sort of mission of purification or education or, you know, where we have to get rid of what appears to be evil or get everyone to agree about some sort of consensus religion and then optimally, some sort of optimally pure way to live or some sort of optimally pure way to believe or et cetera, to please some sort of jealous, insecure God. That's just more giant piles of male bovine excrement. We also did not come here to transcend or resist or destroy or judge the so-called dark or evil aspects of life, you know, like violence, or save anybody or save the planet. Because as souls, we all know that there is no such thing as victimhood. And even the most horrendous aspects of violence are 100% attracted, not asserted upon. There's no such thing as assertion. There's only attraction. Every single experience that every single person has, positive or negative, on planet Earth is 100% attracted, not necessarily consciously, of course, but nonetheless attracted, because we understand that, and you optimally need to get to a place where you do understand that everything is vibration. And you attract similar vibrational things that you are vibrating based on your thoughts. And from a higher perspective, violence is just part of the adventure of physicality, because pain and lack and struggle and undesirable things, the contrast of undesirable things naturally inspires desire for improvement and expansion, which is the process of growth and expansion and evolution of this planet and this civilization and our bodies, etc. And as souls, we understand that death doesn't really exist, because we're all eternal, immortal beings, and we are 100% unlimited. And in regards to, you know, say animals killing each other and us killing animals for food and for other reasons, you know, just for sport, again, there's no such thing as a victim. And animals, on sort of a spiritual level, source level, whatever you want to call it, understand their place in the scheme of things on planet Earth and basically have no resistance to death. You know, you can see that when a bird, you know, slams into the window because he thinks he's still flying through the sky, and it knocks him for a loop, and, you know, he hits the ground, and basically he's deciding, should I stay or should I go now? And regardless who eats them, you know, who eats the animals, whether it's humans or other animals, their spiritual essence is also eternal like ours. And the other crack notion that humans have is that pain and suffering and struggle and decay and age and limitation and lack and poverty and war and etc. and conflict and are all inevitable and sort of mandatory. As if we're somehow being tested or punished, or we need to prove our worth by maintaining divine composure when everything is turned to shit, and not be angry at God because there's some sort of divine plan for our suffering and we all have some predetermined destiny. But I can assure you that there's no such nefarious divine plan for our suffering, and no such supposed destinies exist, because pain and suffering and struggle and sacrifice are purely optional and are 100% not mandatory and 100% personal choices based on, you know, your thinking and your beliefs that somehow that struggle is somehow virtuous or somehow necessary to prove your worth. And you can instead choose nonstop joy, ecstasy, well-being, and abundance by just choosing joyful, abundant thoughts, even thoughts of pain, struggle, and lack. You can choose good-feeling thoughts over bad-feeling thoughts. And your source is right there thinking those good-feeling thoughts along with you. Because when you're thinking bad-feeling thoughts, your source is not there with you. That's why it feels bad. It's not because you're thinking bad thoughts. It's because your source is thinking in an opposite direction. And there is no one outside of you who has power over you and who is your master or your God and who decides what is right for you. You are your own master. You are your own guide. You are your own God. And you determine your own fate and your own destiny. That's rad, baby. Every single soul who is on planet Earth or any other physical plane of existence or other planets, etc., 100% chose to be here. And we're all 1,000% excited about this physical adventure because of the priceless gifts it brings. That is, on a soul level. You may not feel that way as a human because you're surrounded by shit, but nevertheless, your soul, your source, who you truly are, is having a ball, even when you're neck deep in shit. Every single soul on Earth, even, you know, someone who has attracted horrendous, you know, things in their life, 100% not only chose to be here, but was immensely excited to be here. They did not choose to create shit in their lives, you know, when they were babies or whatever, or, you know, they didn't make any pre-decisions as souls before they came into their body to have a shitty life. Nobody decides to do that. Everyone decides to have fun. Those are kind of choices that are made along the way. So, absolutely every soul was 100% excited to be here. But along the way, they just kind of forgot this fact. Most people forgot that fact because they're letting circumstances determine how they're going to feel. They're letting external conditions determine how they're going to feel and are primarily thinking based on those external conditions that are unwanted. They're thinking about unwanted things and therefore attracting more unwanted things. And the fact of the matter is no one has ever done anything wrong and no one is evil or bad or sinful in any way. There's no such thing as evil. There's no such thing as a dark side. And no one was sent to Earth as some sort of punishment. There's nobody that, you know, contrary to some sort of myths that people have come up with, nobody decided to rebel against the controlling God. There's no such thing as punishment, and there's no such thing as karmic retribution, and if you're bad, you'll reincarnate as a slimy worm. That's just another big pile of stinky dino dung that humans came up with. There is no so-called judgmental God deciding what is the right way or the wrong way to live for anybody. Each individual soul is in charge of deciding what is right for them, not anybody else. God Source, all that is, which is who and what we all truly are, does not judge anyone, because then God Source would be judging itself, and that makes no sense. That's completely illogical and stupid. The only reason people came up with that is because they believe they're separate from God. But it's just not true. No one is separate from God. Everyone is God. It's only the belief in separation that we are somehow separate from God and that motivated people to come up with the extremely correct notion that we are separate from God and therefore lesser than God. And therefore faulty and sinful and unworthy and not good enough and potentially evil. And then we must somehow prove our worthiness or prove our purity or our righteousness to our Lord and Master. Otherwise, it's eternal hellfire for you. Another crack notion that humans came up with is that there is another force separate from God, some sort of evil, dark, satanic force. But of course, that is another big pile of stinking dog shit. I mean, why would God create an evil force? That just makes no sense. It's totally 100% illogical. There's no such thing as judgment or punishment or sin or a need to prove worthiness or purity or virtuousness, because no one decides what's right or wrong for any individual person, and no one is ever faulty in any way. No one's ever done anything wrong. It's only human perception that decides what's right and what's wrong. Source, God, all that is, never decides that some things are good and some things are bad. God, Source, all that is 100% in unconditional love. Unconditional love. That means God, Source, loves you 100% unconditionally, regardless of what you do, because you are Source and Source is you. And everyone essentially is God and is therefore their own God, so to speak. And each God decides what's going to happen in their own lives. And there's no right and wrong and good and bad and pure or sinful, light and dark, goodness and evil, no punishments or rewards for good behavior, as if God is our insecure mother or father who needs us to act in pleasing ways to keep him or her happy, and so that he or she doesn't stress out and spank us. There's only alignment with infinite joy, well-being, and abundance, or lack of alignment with infinite joy, well-being, and abundance. is only alignment with infinite joy, well-being, and abundance, or alignment with lack and sadness and disappointment and bad things and unwanted things. There's only alignment to your true nature of infinite joy, creation, and attraction, or lack of alignment with your infinite joyful creation and attraction. And that lack of alignment, that alignment with pain and suffering and lack and poverty and unwanted things, is what people have decided to call evil or the dark side. So I'm going to say that again. There's no such thing as some sort of external dark side or force of evil. It's just that when people think negative, limited, judgmental thoughts, when they get out of alignment with their own source, that lack of alignment with abundance and joy, and their alignment, because they're thinking negative, limited thoughts, their alignment with pain and suffering and lack of, and you know, and lack and poverty and unwanted things, is what people have decided to call evil or the dark side. But that proverbial dark side is merely a choice to focus on unwanted things, to focus on negative, limited things, judgmental thinking things. It's arguing for your limitations rather than thinking about wanted things and arguing for your unlimitedness. It is a belief that bad things can somehow assert their will upon you, or bad people can assert their evil will upon you against your will, because of the belief that we are helpless and powerless and separate from God, and who do not create our own realities, and other people or gods or forces outside of us create for us. Again, another bunch of insanely correct bullshit, 100%, that is 100% donkey dung. The absolute truth of the matter is we are not here to struggle to prove worthiness. We're not. No one came here to struggle and sacrifice and, you know, have a hard time and have a horrendous time because they're somehow being punished, or we're 100% here for the absolute delicious joy of being a physical being on the leading edge of creation, enjoying every delicious moment of this joyful adventure of creation as we turn our desires into things. Now, did you get that? The leading edge of creation. Not some sort of hell that we've been cast into. It's the leading edge of creation. We're expanding the entire universe on this physical leading edge creation with our desires. That's how outrageously and infinitely important we all are. So the real fact of the matter is we're all here for the fun of delicious creation. We're not here for any other reason. We're not here to prove anything to anyone, because there's nothing to prove and nothing wrong with any one of us that needs proving. And there is no judge deciding what's right and what's wrong, or some sort of right way or wrong way to live and believe. There is no right way or divine way or pure way for anyone to live. There's only each individual soul's desires and choices and fun ways to live, or shitty ways to live, depending on that soul's choices in the moment, or rather the human soul or the human's choices and thoughts in the moment. There's only the choice in every moment to think about and focus upon and talk about things that you like, love, and appreciate, or things that you don't like and don't want and don't appreciate. Either way, you create more of those things. If you want more things that you like, love, and appreciate, well, then talk and think about and focus on things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. But if you want more shitty things in your life, then keep focusing on shitty things in your life. There's no such thing as a wrong way or a right way to live. There is only a good feeling way to live or a bad feeling way to live. And it starts with thoughts. Good feeling thoughts or bad feeling thoughts? Does that thought feel good or does that thought feel bad? If you're thinking good feeling thoughts, you're attracting more good feeling things. If you're thinking bad feeling thoughts, you're attracting bad feeling things. It's so freaking simple, but everybody complicates the shit out of everything. They believe, you know, that they've got to follow rules to get what they want. That's bullshit. The only rule you got to follow is that there's this thing called attraction, and you get more of whatever you're focused upon, good or bad. And when you're in alignment with joy, well-being, and abundance, because you have been thinking good feeling, positive-oriented, abundant-oriented, joyful, fun thoughts about what you want and what you like and what you love and appreciate, well, then, of course, you feel great because you are in alignment with who and what you truly are as Source, who is always 100%, always focused upon unlimitedness and joy and fun and abundance. Or to use New Age terminology, you are walking in the light. But if you are thinking bad feeling thoughts, thoughts about unwanted things and limited, lack-oriented, judgmental thoughts and thoughts like, I'm not good enough, kind of thoughts, or that's impossible, or that's hard, or that'll never happen, or that's bad or wrong kind of thoughts, well, you will guaranteed feel bad because you are out of alignment with your natural state of infinite, unlimited joy, well-being, and abundance, and therefore out of alignment with who and what you truly are as Source, who is always 100% focused upon infinite joy, well-being, and abundance. Couldn't be any simpler. Again, and to further use New Age terminology, you are walking the proverbial dark path when you are thinking those limited, judgmental thoughts. Or to put it succinctly, there is no good or bad, light or dark, goodness or evil. There is only alignment to true divine, to your true divine nature, to our true divine nature as unlimited, joyful, abundant masters of infinite creation, and alignment with wanted things, or misalignment with that true divine nature of infinite joy, well-being, and abundance. And instead, alignment with limitation and lack. And unwanted things, which of course attracts more unwanted things. So, there you go. Now you have the blueprint on how to live a life of infinite happiness and abundance and well-being and joy. And experience non-stop love, ecstasy and bliss and fulfillment by being unconditionally happy. Which simply means being happy regardless of external conditions. Being the infinitely happy Source that is always happy. The Source that you truly are. That is the essence of happiness. That is always happy regardless of anything happening in the transitory physical world. That Source you that loves every single aspect of this leading edge physical world for the adventure of it, the joy of it, the fun of it, and the expansion and evolution that comes from it. Because it is literally expanding the entire universe of creation. And of course, your Source loves the absolute delicious sensuality of it. So get out there and have some freaking fun already. Because that is why you are here. It's why you came to planet Earth. It's why you got into this body. To embrace the joys and wonders. And the delicious sensuality and sexuality. And the fun physical adventure of being a God Source, which is what and who you truly are, in human body. So, hope you enjoyed my vodcast, Unconditional Happiness, the Essence of True Enlightenment. And I know you did because it was freaking amazing. And since you did, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get notifications of my new videos. And please check out my podcast channel available on Buzzsprout and all of the top podcast sites. The Master Keys of Creation. That's the Master Keys of Creation. All right. Oh, and of course, come visit me at zakyron.com for lots more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality to create the happy wealth and abundance and freedom that you like. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast. My name is Zakyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. So, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun and adventure on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday.